This is not a formality, this prayer. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, is the bringer of this light. No one here can say that he was enlightened before he came to this Krishna consciousness movement. No one can say that. Therefore, we are all very much indebted to his bringing Krishna consciousness to the West. Some of us may not understand yet. We may still be wanting to stay in darkness. Therefore we say force. He's forcing open. The darkness is the material, a bodily concept of life. And the light is the light of Krishna, the Krishna sun. There's darkness and light. Just as Srila Prabhupada wrote on his Back to Godhead, and we are still doing, Godhead is light. Nescience is darkness. Where there is a Godhead, there is no nescience. So just as in a common observation, there's light and there is shadow. And there is a line between them. You say, I'm standing in the shadow, I'm in the light. At one point, there's a line. If you lean into the dark, you're in the dark. If you lean into the shadow, you're in the sun, you're in the sun. In the sunlight, there's no darkness. So we just have to put ourselves in the Krishna sun. The darkness means death and rebirth in all different species of life. The darkness means suffering, ignorance of God. Light means eternal life. The Krishna sun means bliss, eternal bliss and full knowledge. So it's very difficult because of this maya. This maya is covering us over and making us think so many false things will make us happy. And it's very difficult. Very difficult to get out of the material life once we make this mistake of coming here. You just get more and more entangled. The only way out, therefore, is by the torchlight of knowledge brought by the spiritual master. We're already bound up by the gunas. Guna means rope. So when you're tightly bound up, you can't get out by yourself. Nor can another man help you who's also bound up. But if someone can come who is free, then he can save you. This is how Krishna works in the world. He sends his pure devotees to bring us back home, back to Godhead. They're liberated persons who have seen the truth, who are in this material world but are not attached to this material world, who are here just to do Krishna's business. Therefore, they're called avatar. Coming from the spiritual world, just to reclaim Actually, this whole material world is existing, created by Lord Brahma, to give us a chance to go back to Godhead. Both by our becoming disgusted by the sufferings, and by our getting the chance to meet the pure devotees who come into this dark place to preach. So when they come, we have to fall at their feet and beg that they please engage us as menial servants. And connect us again with Krishna. Therefore, the honor to the spiritual master is not honor to an ordinary man, nor does the spiritual master accept anything for himself. But he offers everything to Krishna. The Guru Puja celebration is glorification of Krishna. When you glorify the devotee, you glorify Krishna. Under the direction of the pure devotee, everyone chants Hare Krishna. So he's non-different because his interests are one with Krishna. And he's more than non-different. He's more Krishna than Krishna. Aradhanam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param. Tasmat prataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Tadiyanam means things connected with Krishna. So the devotee, he's connected with Krishna. And Lord Krishna says, or Lord Shiva says, that to worship the devotee is better than to worship me directly. So people will always misunderstand this, but we won't misunderstand it. We know that our spiritual master is the servant of Lord Chaitanya. But at the same time, we see him as the manifested Krishna. It takes a little brain, therefore, not everyone can come to Krishna or come approach to the parampara. The brain, they have no brains because they're looking for material things and they want to see a guru who can give them something material. But if we're looking for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we find out something about how to approach Krishna from the Shastra, or from the teachers or devotees. Guru, Shastra, Sadhu. And if we're a little sincere, then Chaita Guru in the heart, the conscience Krishna will give us to approach the pure devotee. So this is so-called Thanksgiving Day. But we can use it in Krishna's service to give thanks to God for sending us Srila Prabhupada and the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Those who are disciples, twice initiated by Srila Prabhupada, and those who are taking initiation or are initiated by Prabhupada's appointed representatives, they can thank Srila Prabhupada as their guru, or thank Srila Prabhupada as their param guru for sending them their guru, the means back to Godhead. So we're simply trying to repeat these teachings as we've heard them. That is our only qualification. For this reason, we have been given this assignment by our spiritual master to take disciples. So we are very eager to do so, to please him, and to activate this bona fide process whereby they can actually get linked with Krishna and go back to Godhead. So the more this can be felt and understood, the better it is, and the quicker we'll make this progress. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasya iti katata hyartha prakasante mahatma. Everything depends on this understanding. Parampara. Krishna is not revealed directly, but he's revealed in the parampara. He spoke this knowledge, and it's coming down. It's coming down in disciplic succession. Krishna himself appeared 5,000 years ago, spoke it again. Then he appeared 500 years ago as Lord Chaitanya. And all the acharyas are coming down. We have to take it in this way. Just like the fruit is handed down the tree from the topmost branch, you have to take the tree, the fruit, so it is not bruised from the person to whom it's been handed to. He handed it to you, you get the fruit of Vedic knowledge. We should be very, very thankful. We have difficult duties. There are difficult reverses sometimes. We have to also deal especially with our own minds and senses, so many problems. For that, we have guidance also. If we take this guidance, still sometimes we have difficulty. But we should be very, very thankful that we're engaged in this struggle, not that struggle, not the struggle of repeated birth and death, the struggle for trying to enjoy a material life, which gives you no profit. We should be very thankful. First of all, we're not engaged in such difficult struggle. But the struggle that we're engaged in is purifying and is making us eligible to go back to Godhead. So be thankful that you're struggling to overcome these anarthas. And be thankful that Krishna has sent you guru to, if you can receive his instructions, you can actually solve these difficulties, all the difficulties. One time, one boy was actually having difficulty in his relationship with Srila Prabhupada. He was becoming unsubmissive, becoming attracted to sense gratification. So he said, "I want to approach you. I understand you are my spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, but there are different obstacles in my path." So Srila Prabhupada said, "I can kick out all those obstacles with one kick of my foot. But if you don't want these obstacles removed, this is all it amounts to. The spiritual master can remove the obstacles, but you don't want the obstacles removed out of some kind of madness. Any material leaning is madness. So we are mad. We are mad and we are doomed to the degree that we have material leanings. So we should be very jolly, very happy, and even the struggle, all right, let it come. Let it come. I will chant Hare Krishna, overcome, and then become a fit instrument to serve my spiritual master and become more and more attracted to Krishna's holy name, Krishna's service, approach that topmost position, pure love of God. Then I'll be in the footsteps of these great personalities who are always simply thinking of Krishna and how to serve Krishna and how to help the fallen living entities who do not have Krishna consciousness. These great personalities who never care about their own bodies and their own name, no consideration for name and fame or sense gratification or anything, vilification by the material world, but are simply absorbed in chanting and telling everyone about Krishna. Yare deke tare kar Krishna upadesh. I'm going to approach that goal. So, I have no qualifications except that Srila Prabhupada has put this assignment on me, and I know that if I simply repeat his instructions, that it is potent, because he is so merciful and so potent that he can work through whoever he chooses. So only always relying on that simple function, as I have always understood it from him, I'm sure that if you can, those who are been given as my disciples, if you just follow this path in the same way, that there'll be no difficulty for you. You just have to study this principle, just like when Narada was telling about his spiritual masters, the Bhaktivedantas who came to his mother's inn. He was speaking to his disciple Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva was very eager to understand. He said, "My dear spiritual master, you please tell me about your spiritual masters. What happened when they instructed you? And then what happened when they left you and you were in separation from them? What did you do then?" He was inquiring, what is that principle by which you are the disciple of your spiritual master? Because if I understand it, then I will become your disciple. And in this way, all my difficulties will be removed, as I will be able to understand how to approach you and how to approach Krishna. So if I repeat the words of my spiritual master, and if you take them not as something ordinary suggestions, but if you put your faith in them as being Krishna's instructions, if you have any faith in Krishna, if Krishna could come to you and tell you what you do, what to do, would you do it? Yes. He said, he's God. If God promised me something, you do this and I'll take away your sins and I'll bring you back to Godhead, don't worry. Okay. If God promises you something, shouldn't you do it? Or even say, if a great man, a very rich man, if he said, you just come to my shelter, I'll take care of all your expenses, don't worry. If a very rich man said that to you, what's the difficulty? You know he can do it. He can take care of you. So what if God comes and says, I'll take care of you? Oh, but I have this problem, I have that problem. Never mind, I'm God. I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't worry. But Krishna says, Kaunteya patijani hiname bhakta pranishati. Arjuna, you tell the people on my behalf that Krishna will never let them perish. So it's even better if the devotee says, you just become a devotee of, you just become my devotee, rather you become the devotee of Krishna. That will even be more reassuring. At least that is how Krishna is teaching. Because why? Because he backs up the devotee. He backs up the spiritual master. The spiritual master is just jiva, small, tiny. But God backs him up, just like the policeman is one man, but the government backs him up. So the spiritual master, he's confident that his words are the words of Krishna because he's heard them from his spiritual master. Otherwise, he would not be a spiritual master if he was a doubtful person. Well, my spiritual master has told me something. Then he cannot be guru. And then if you have faith, although he's tiny, that he is none different than Krishna in his instruction, because he's not changing the message of Krishna, because he's authorized by Krishna, because he's in the disciplic succession, because his mind, his actions show that he is in Krishna consciousness, then you will get the benefit. Now this is our precious life connection, our spiritual connection to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada taught in this way. So this movement can go on for thousands and thousands of years without any hitch. All these things are described in his books. And he's given us Radha Govinda. He brought Krishna. So we should be very, very thankful. Don't be unthankful. Don't be disappointed in Krishna, or Krishna consciousness. You can be disappointed in yourself, and even that has to be controlled, because after all, just like if we're down in the well and someone is offering us a rope, out of disappointment we can't refuse to take that rope. I'm disappointed that I'm such a fool that I've come to this position of falling into this well like material life. But don't be perverted that when the help comes, all right, you nonsense, take this rope. Don't be Don't be like that. You take the rope. Krishna is very kind, even to me. And just be happy, part of this kirtan party, this sankirtan movement. We're disappointed because we want to be number one. But if we agree to be the part and parcel of Krishna, then you'll be happy. No one should be unhappy. And there's potency. Do you think Krishna only has potency to make a few devotees happy? He has capacity to make everyone happy. Even in the beginning stage, even in the struggling stage. We have to just take to it, that's all. By your intelligence, you'll be able to see how nice it already is, and how to avoid the darkness again, which will only make you unhappy. So this is why this Guru Pooj is happy also, because this is the means by which we can get out of this doubt, remaining unhappiness, and see everything in the proper perspective by adhering to the instructions of the spiritual master and rendering service to the spiritual master and being happy and satisfied in that. If you just give a little service to the spiritual master and to Krishna and then want to save your time and save your interest for something else, don't make it a hobby. We have to make it everything. And we are so certain because we have such a great personality as Srila Prabhupada right before us, associated, and so many of us have associated with him practically yesterday. Only now we're seeing his stature as such a great acharya, or seeing that we do not understand his greatness, to have forced this Krishna consciousness into this demoniac city, into this demoniac world, just by sheer force of purity, created faith. So Krishna did not do that, but he did that. There's no difference. He is acting on Krishna's behalf. But we have to give credit to the servant of the servant of the servant. So be confident, be thankful, be happy, and push on. And then we can also act in such a way that the world will be very grateful one day for all the efforts and the contributions that all the Krishna conscious devotees are making by spreading Krishna consciousness as instruments of Sri Gurudev and Parampara. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Next is a Srimad Bhagavatam lecture, 7th canto, 7th chapter, verse 50, given November 24th, 1978.
What prop? If a demigod, demon, human being, yaksha, Gandharva, or anyone within this universe renders service to the lotus feet of Mukunda, who can deliver liberation, he is actually situated in the most auspicious condition of life, exactly like us, the Mahajans, headed by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad is saying to his school friends, who are sons of demons, that everyone should render service to Krishna. So how can a demon render service to Krishna? By definition, asura means he's not one who renders service to Krishna. It appears to be a contradiction to engage the demon in the service of Krishna. But it is advised, akama sarvakama va moksha kama udaradi hirena bhakti.